Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to
The Magic of Love. Tonight with The Witch and the Wiz on Blog Talk Radio. And on YouTube, about to go live on YouTube. So welcome to the show. And how are you tonight, Wizard? We're going to bring the Wizard online as well so that we can hear from him. So let's bring you live on. Almost. One moment. I hear you on our YouTube, but hold on. We're going to make sure you're live on the radio show. Hold for a moment. All right, Wizard. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How you loving, love?
How you loving? Real good.
Yes.
Real good. So we're live on YouTube and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. And on YouTube, we are at the Witch and the Wizard YouTube channel. Live. And how are you? You're good?
I'm great. How you feeling?
Amazing. So what's our topic for tonight, Wizard? Because you came up with this topic and you really had some things in your heart and soul that you wanted to share with our peeps and some things that we really, cause us to dig deep into.
Many people have been calling, asking about cheaters and the cheating episode that we had. And we didn't want to keep repeating any episodes or anything, but we only have 30 minutes. So usually that isn't enough time for us to really dig deep into everything that we want to do, because everything is usually so thought out and kind of taken apart by us. So one of the things that we decided to do was talk about one of these aspects, because it touches on so many things. And what we're talking about was cheaters. Is there a chance? Is there some recovery? What is it really? Mm-hmm. Is it really a dishonest mistake, or is it just pure dishonesty, or is it a serial cheaterness going on? What's the deal?
Serial cheaterness going on. What is it really? What's that? What's the serial cheaterness going on? What is that?
We all know what a serial killer is. Serial cheater is one that just cheats serially. We're not talking about what the cereal you eat.
Right.
So
this is really serious. And what are really the effects of it? Because, you know, we know that the effects in relationships of dishonesty and mistrust, it breeds mistrust and really difficulties on both sides. So what do you want to break down to us about this, Wizard? Because we know that you know what you're talking about. You work with a lot of couples in counseling and, of course, in our own lives. We have our own experiences, all of us, in our own lives. So
what do you
want to say about that?
Well, I think first of all, before anything, we should just look at it as it's not always what it does, because everybody makes their own decisions. Everybody has their own choices, their own experiences, and their own, I guess, ties to relationships. You know, some people say, why do you stay? Why this? Sometimes it's because the other person has their own self-esteem issues. So if we look at what does it cause, I think that's a whole nother topic that we could dig into for years, because we need to look at the person and what they're really bringing to it and why is that causing whatever effect it's having on that person. You know what I mean? And it's like we talked about the synchronicity. It's not always cause and effect. is also about that meaningful connection. What is it really? And there, when we talk about that, I mean, we're talking about people, and there's so many extraneous variables that it's really difficult to even pinpoint it. So I don't know if we're going to go there tonight, but, you know, everyone's welcome to leave any questions and all that. But what I was looking at was, what is it? I mean, is there a chance? I believe that, of course, everybody has a chance to improve and to do different and to be different. But what really is it? How do we know if they're a serial killer or just a plain, dirty old cheater who's dishonest or someone who's made some dishonest mistakes? How do we know that? And I think that that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up today. And just to have our viewers and our listeners just look at some things and give some things some thoughts.
So a serial cheater or a person making dishonest mistakes?
Well, we talked about those two things, but there's so many layers that it doesn't matter. I think one of the main issues is just what is that person okay with? And when I say that person, I think really the person dealing with the cheating. You know, there's been situations where people put up with cheating for whatever reason, or they know it, or they don't know it, or they say they don't know it. You're someone famous for saying, women, y'all know. You know, men,
yeah,
you
know.
Yeah,
women
know. Yeah,
women
definitely know. People know. People know. I mean,
yeah,
not
everyone knows,
genders.
Really.
Yeah, people know, usually, if they're in tune with someone or something. But what
because
really is
it? Have everybody has that everybody has that built-in lie detector. But we don't always want to believe it because the implications of it is painful. So that's why I think people don't always. We don't see you on the Hangout with it. Are you visible or you have your camera on?
I can't see it. Can you see me on?
No, we only see your icon now. So it may be because your camera is turned off. So, there you are. Okay, your camera's turned on now. Okay.
Okay, just let me know. I guess I have a low battery issue.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Because we want, okay, now we see the chair. We don't see you, however. And
well,
we know
that's because I'm behind it.
You will soon be in the chair. There's the wizard.
Yeah.
Hey.
So let's get to work, and let's talk about some of these things or some of these. What do you think when we talk about these serial cheaters? Or let's not even go there because that's the easy one. That's the plain to see you have some issues that you got to deal with. Let's talk about the dishonest mistakers or those, let's talk about those layers where there's some uncertainty and people are giving other people hope and chance. Because I think the real problem and the real issue is that the other person who's being cheated on or believes that their person is being dishonest, they're the ones that are giving the leeway or not, and they're the ones really dealing with the confusion. And that's the confusion to stay in a relationship and to hold it together. Because the other person is usually just being reckless in some ways, and then you get pulled in by whatever action. So let's look at what may be going through the minds of some of these people. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the person being cheated on or the cheater?
Let's start with the person being cheated on because that was one of my experiences. And as you know, we talked about it in another show on cheating, that unless you're on both ends of a particular issue, you won't be able to really you'll be able to easily heal it once you have been on both ends of it and you're ready to forgive it. Because from either end, it doesn't feel good. What really feels good is the truth and telling the truth. Yet from the standpoint of the person who's being cheated on, they don't always want to just end the relationship. Some people say it's a deal breaker. Other people say it's not an instant deal breaker because they want to preserve what they have. Usually, you know, homes and maybe investments. You know, it's not easy to sort of take apart two lives that were together. I mean, I did it twice in divorce. It was not easy. It was necessary, but it wasn't easy. It was definitely necessary. So from the first, from the perspective of the person being cheated on, what are your views on that? What is it that is really going on for that person?
Well, as I always say, you know, there's so many variables that we can't always put a finger on it, but everything is relevant when it comes to this, because we're talking about relationships, we're talking about love, and you having a miscued view of, or of what you think something is, or what you deserve, or what it should be. And I always turn back to the person that's in the mix. How do they feel? What are they feeling, and why? You know, because if you know someone's cheating and you want to forgive them or not, I think your job really is to kind of do an internal check and see, why is it that you feel this way? Why is it that you are willing to forgive? Why is it that you feel forced to forgive? You know, are you really settling? Do you think you're not better than this? Do you think you will not get better than this? I mean, there's so many different aspects that come into play for that. So I really think the person really needs to do like a self-check, an honest self-check, and really see what is it that they're feeling.
Yes. And let's dive into something you just shared. When people put up with less than they desire in a relationship, does that mean that they don't feel that they deserve better or can get better?
Not always, of course, not always. That's not even, not always. I mean, we can play with it and we can say that at the end of the day, that's what it is. Because even if you think, I'm going to fix him, which is the greatest, you know, one of the greatest.
Why do women think that? They sure do. They think
I
that it is.
I can change him. Oh, he
I
never
change
had
him.
Nobody like this.
Yeah. That's right.
He never had
nobody like this. He don't know. And then you know what really gets me? And you know what really was really crazy is that sometimes women met a man by cheating, and then they think he's not going to do the same thing to them. That's like, okay, how did you meet this person? You were tipping around with him for 12 years. I had a girlfriend of mine that was tipping around with a married man for 12 years. And after 12 years, he finally did leave his wife. But when he left his wife, it was because his wife put him out because she was just done. And then when his wife put him out and he was living in his own apartment, he still didn't marry my girlfriend after all those years of him saying, you know, this, that, and the other. And she was livid. She was livid. So, you know, and her experience, she was the other woman. She wasn't the wife. But that was pretty much why she hung out for 12 years, because I wonder if she really thought that she could get better. And she put up with a lot over those 12 years. She put up with a lot.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
We're here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
We can hear you.
Well, so, you know, everybody has different reasons and so on, you know. But, like, honestly, people need to just see exactly what's going on. Because it's not always the bad. It's not always the bad. There are some exceptional situations, and there are some people that run into some exceptional circumstances where all of this is truly manifested through some higher being or some higher energy or something that is unexplainable. But even then, at that point, you really have to do a self-check and really see what it is. Because if you really give it time and you sit back and you look at the actions and the feelings and start peeling away at the onion, you're going to see exactly what it should be. But most of us don't want to do that. Most of us want to live in a fantasy world. Most of us want to ride a high. Most of us want to ride the wave or ride what we think we should be having or what we think it should be. And a lot of times people think that that's the easier route. And it is sometimes a quick fix, but not really for anything the easier route. And I think throughout history we can see that most of our people are like that, because if not, you know, nobody would be overweight or obese or unhappy with anything that they have. There's some people that are happy, some people that are not. But a lot of times we see people that, you know, through work, through through anything, it's a lot of times easy wins, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that for the person in the relationship, the first time they have an experience of one or the other cheating, really understand what caused it in the first place, because something's going on in the relationship. There obviously is something going on in a relationship that's causing one or the other to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
What's happening?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And that's on my second part of it, is really examining the relationship. Well, actually, my second part is examining the actual cheater and to see what's going on with this person. Yeah, because my thing, yes, because what you're talking about is definitely one of the layers. But I always just go to the next person because you want to see what's going on with them. I mean, there are really some people that are just very weak-minded. Some people that are highly persuadable, you can persuade them easily. And there are some people that just act on anger or impulse and really are unaware to some extent of what they're really doing and the implications of what they're doing is because they cannot see past a certain length or past a certain outcome or past a certain situation. You know, when I used to date and I used to go out and meet people or people that I was engaged with, I would always ask them so many questions and psychologically see like where they are, what are they doing? Because a lot of that stuff correlates. You know, we talked about the one marshmallow, the two marshmallow person, you know? And throughout my life, I've realized that I can be a one marshmallow person, but I don't always like dealing with a one marshmallow person in a relationship because, like, I'm more about why would you want one if we can get two later? Just relax and wait. For me, some of those characteristics that you get from that example are some of the things that I'm attracted to or that I like because relationships are difficult. Relationships are difficult. And if you have someone who's impulsive in that sense or who's not secure in that sense or doesn't have the self-respect or the desire or isn't even attuned and aware with what he or she really wants, because that's another thing that scares the heck out of me. Because I'd rather have, not to say that I'm saying cheating is okay, but to me, I see it differently when somebody does it and they know exactly what they're doing than somebody that got fooled into it, you know, because that means you're not even aware.
Like there's the intentional
so it can happen again,
cheater.
And it can happen against your will or against your desires, you know. I say it 100 times because if someone knows, they're going to do it because they want. And then that's easy because then we can get to the third part, which is what you talked about, is what is going on in a relationship. Okay, cool. So you want to go be with somebody. You want to cheat. What's missing in the relationship that you're doing that? Now you can work from there. But if they're not even aware, I mean, that's a scary situation.
That is a scary situation. What do you do with couples like that? So if you're counseling a couple like that, and
oh,
we have
Lord.
Couples coming to the Sedona retreat, the Magic of Love Sedona retreat. So when you're working with couples like this, how do you pinpoint what's really going on in the relationship that causes either one of them to feel like they want to do that, stray? Or causes the relationship to become susceptible to that?
We don't pinpoint anything. We let them tell us because what they give us is what we really are going to be working with. You know what I mean? So our job is to really coach them into bringing things out and putting things on the table so that we can see all the cards. Because sometimes people start putting cards out that they didn't even know they had in their deck, you know? And And when someone is unaware, the first thing is obviously to make them aware of it. And if we want to talk about that, now we could dig into their feelings that are attached to their awareness and how do they really feel and what do they foresee. Now, no matter what I do or say or what way our my counseling sessions go, I'm usually a strong advocate of what you feel is what it is. And that's fine. Because if you think he cheated, but he didn't, this relationship might as well go as if he actually cheated. Because your thoughts are your reality, and that's what becomes your truth, and that's what you're going to act and react on. I mean, I've had couples that they cheat or they've cheated and they forgive each other and whatever. I mean, I've been in relationships that I know someone is cheating, and I'm like, right now is not the time for me to deal with this. You know, I know right now she's not going to have any. I'm not giving her any. I'm not sleeping with her. I don't even want to drink from the same cup as her. But
wow.
I need to get my stuff together. You know, I'm still in college or whatever it is. I'm still this. Or I have stuff going on. She's not going to mess that up. I'm running this business. I'll talk to her, deal with her later on. You know what I mean? So there's different reasons. Or there's other people that they might find out that they understand the reasonings or whatever. So I'm a big advocate about that how you feel is what really matters. And no matter what you do at the end of the day, what you feel is what really is going to take this relationship to where it's going to be.
Gotcha. And also, is your camera turned off? Because we don't see you on Google Hangouts. We see your icon. So just make sure that your camera is on, because we see the icon. On Blog Talk Radio, oh, there it is. Okay. On Blog Talk Radio, we're
just
also...
Just let me know, and I'll click this.
Okay. Okay, so on Blog Talk Radio, we're also going to wrap up the show, because as we know, the show is from 11 to 11:30 on Sunday nights, and most of the time on Blog Talk Radio, we go way over time because our conversations go deeper and deeper into things that really matter to people. And what we're really here for is to support you in having the relationship of your dreams, to have a love that is beyond anything you can imagine, to really have that relationship with the one. You know, everybody wants that relationship with the one, huh, Wiz? Everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that magical love. So now when you come to the Magic of Love, Sedona Retreat, you're going to really find out how to find that love and how to keep it and stoke it and what it takes to have it. And one of the big clues is that love is inside yourself. And we're also going to do some yoni work and some lingam work. You're going to be doing some work with the men, of course, on meals and non-ejaculatory orgasms, the amazing things that tantra
can
create.
And multiple orgasms and extensions.
And multiple orgasms for men.
Yes. Yes.
And for
definitely.
Women. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And we always want to also remind the viewers and the listeners that we're just touching on some things, but we're not putting all the work in, because we're really going to dig into it in the Magic of Love Retreat. And a lot of times, and it's not that we're trying to keep things from you, but a lot of times I realize that sometimes when you give people half information or some details, they think they can run with it. And it's like, no, there's a process to it. And at the Magic of Love, which is why we're having the retreat, we're very hands-on and it's very practical in many senses. And if not, we would just have a retreat online. And this isn't that kind of a retreat.
That's true.
Yeah,
there's only so much you're going to get online, right? You got to be there in person.
I mean, we're spiritual and you have to be feeling it, that energy, and things come out. It there's a magic about being together. And when we have such a large group as we seem that we may be having and that we're pushing for, it's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. What do you want to say about the last retreat we were on? We were just at Sedona in in December, and then we went over to the Grand Canyon, and some of that footage is on our YouTube channel, right here on the YouTube channel. You can see it, The Witch and the Wizard. What escapades we had, and we took a cross-country drive.
Yeah, we did.
Cross country to Sedona, and it was an adventure a minute. Something about when the two of us get together, it's like an adventure a minute. What do you want to say about the last retreat?
Nothing. It's amazing and it's life changing. And I honestly, it's the only retreat that I left and I was like, wow, my DNA has changed. You know, the vortexes in Arizona and Sedona are amazing. But it was more our group and everyone reaching deep inside them and having that touch, you know, spirituality, and with you guiding it and leading it and doing your spiritual work and all everything that we were able to accomplish and the people's growth and things that people let go of and the purging. And it was really, really deep and deeper than I ever imagined. So I'm really excited about this upcoming retreat because it's just we're planning on so much more, you know. And if you went to that last retreat and you thought that was amazing, I don't know what you're going to think about this one. This is going to knock your socks off, like some people say.
Knock your socks off. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to...
It might happen literally, too.
Yeah, hello. I'm I won't say nothing about that. But anywho, I also want to share the magic of love and where folks can go. Can you see my screen? I'm screen sharing now, Liz. Can you see my screen?
No, I can't.
Is it screen sharing?
I can't remember my phone.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay, let me check and see. I'm pretty sure it is showing my screen. Let me make sure that we got. Yeah, we got.
Showing it.
Oh, good. Awesome, awesome. So we got the Magic of Love. And that's at themagicoflove.com. Magic is with a K to distinguish it as a spiritual practice. And you LoveTubers, we're going to link it up in the description below. But if you go here and you click on the retreat, I just want to show you a couple of the pics from our last retreat in Sedona, Arizona. What an incredible adventure. They see us on the way back from the Grand Canyon. But here, the Magic of Love Sedona Retreat, coming up May 11th to the 14th. And if you click right here on the Magic of Love Sedona Retreat, it'll take you over to that page where you see this incredible picture of the winged lovers. The winged lovers, I just love it. Looks like they're wearing angel wings or something like that. And if you scroll down, you're going to see here pics. You'll see the retreat agenda, and you're also going to see pics from our last retreat. Or you could just click on the side, and you'll see the pics. And one of the things I love about the retreat is that we get to go to Bell Rock. And Bell Rock simply is there's no words for Bell Rock. There really is. There really is no words for Bell Rock. So hop on over. You see some of the pics here of us with our whites on. You get the instructions for what to bring with you to the retreat. We wear a lot of whites in our healing environment. And we just had an amazing time. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing group went with us to the Sedona retreat. I love Sedona. So we'll be back at Sedona. We'll be back to Sedona. So I'm really excited. And Wiz, what do you want to say to wrap up with our Blog Talk Radio people? Because soon the show will be wrapping up. So what do you want to say to them?
Nothing, that we love you guys. Keep watching us. And stay tuned or go back and listen in, because we usually have at least another 15 minutes. And we still have topics that we can discuss a little bit on this cheater section that we're doing. If that's something you guys are interested in. I know,
interested in that. Everybody that has a relationship, right? All right, Blog Talk Radio, we love you. Make sure you hop on over to The Witch and the Wizard.